Hello?
Hi, is this Cody?
Yes, sir. Is this Paul?
Hi, it is. I think we got disconnected. Are you still speaking with your brother?
No, I was trying to call you back but I believe they just kept sending me to like an AI assistant sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. That happens if everybody's on the call. I was just responding back to your text right now.
So I did talk to him. Yeah, we would like to go through with it.
Okay.
I do have a couple of questions, though.
Of course.
As far as the promotional, from your experience, when people go through with this, right, and they end up, you know, do you see an average, like, increase in calls, I'm sure, or do you see, like, more of, like, as far as a successful, what are the rates on? Because I have no problem putting out the money and doing that, but... if I get swamped with calls, I mean, I'll be happier than hell. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I just don't want to put the money out and then not receive anything, you know. And
right.
I understand we got to quote it and then also, you know, land the job and, you know,
of
do
course.
All that shit, of course, you know. But,
yeah,
you know, honestly, I just want to know how much of a benefit is it to me that I go. I understand it is. I mean, you did sell me on it already, but
let me go through with it. A check for it here. And I know that you offer so many different services. Tara put in the notes some of the things that you do, roof tear-offs and things like that. But we really kind of want to focus on the demolition, the dump hauling, handyman services for now, right?
That's kind of our area right now. It's probably where we're
okay.
if you wanted to base that, that'd be fine.
That's a good place to start. And of course, because you offer so many different things, even for handyman services, someone who uses your services for a certain project can use your services again down the road. And we're going to keep it. I mean, I know you'll go even up to like, you know, two hours if you need to, you know, Orange County, Inland Empire type of thing. Like how comfortable are you with like, let's say a 50 mile rate? It's just as kind of a jumping off point, you know, a place to start. That's pretty fair for you.
Yeah, that seems perfectly fine.
Okay, I just want to do a quick search, and this is coming up for 7, 8, 9. The nine most popular search phrases related to the demo, dump, and handyman. That's a drop in the bucket. To be honest with you, even for any one of those services, you can be found for 20 different things. People can type it in, they can find you, they can find your website, they can pick up the phone and call you. This particular search does not show those. This is probably about maybe 65% of the total number of searches. For those types of services, it's the most popular search phrases. In the last 30 days, that 50-mile service area is showing 1,814 searches. Now, that's not going to be 1,800 people searching once. People search a couple of times. They search a couple of different ways. And certainly, like I said, this is pretty conservative. I know you'll even go farther than 50 miles if you need to. Other services that we can put in later and you can get phone calls for, you know, the and more we can list on your website so and your Facebook ads, you can have those things and people can see that you do those things. But just for those search phrases, and I'm definitely not trying to tell you, Cody, you're going to get 1,800 searches or phone calls, because Google tells us that the businesses that are on the first page will see from 1% to 2% of the total number of searches for their services to translate into direct phone calls. This is a direct phone call from someone who will have seen your website first and then decided to call you. Roughly 1,800 searches we'll call it. 1% would be 18, 2% would be 36. Definitely that's on the lower end of what would be possible here for you. But if you're getting 20 to 40 or 50 phone calls a month from someone who will have seen your website and then decided to call you, even a modest conversion rate with those types of numbers are going to have you more than profitable with this service.
All right, let's do it. It's designed for
one job to offset the cost. It is tough knuckles. That's how you want the business branded. No Inc. company or LLC. Oh, it is incorporated. Did you want the IMC to be part of the branding of the business name?
Yeah, if you don't mind, that'd be cool.
I think it's a good idea. Absolutely. That's why I asked. I think that's fantastic. Let people know, reputable company. So we'll have it as Tough Knuckles Inc. period, IMC period. I do have a physical address for you in Yucaipa. That's on the Angie profile that Tara found for your business, but I'm thinking that it's probably like a residence. Right, there's no physical address.
Yes, so that's
okay.
That's my residential address. It's not, we don't have like a home office yet.
Okay.
I would probably, could you base it like in between, like maybe Because my brother, he's in San Bernardino Highland area, and he gets a lot of calls out that way. I mean, even farther towards, like, you know, Colton, Fontana, Rialto. There's no way we can, like, base it right in the middle of.
Yeah. So this is going to have to be somewhere that Google can verify that is actually connected to your business. So, and of course, Google doesn't want to list your home address. Google doesn't want anyone driving out there, or your brothers. They don't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would.
Yes.
But if the Yucaipa address is not, like, centrally located as much as your brother's address in San Bernardino, we can put his address on there instead. It used to be that Google would mail you a PIN card, like a 5-digit PIN. You have to respond to it, or actually, in that case, back in the day, you would let us know what that 5-digit PIN was, and we would verify it for you. Google has strayed away from that now, but they do want to be confident that you're an actual business in the local area. So if your brother's address would be better for you, we could put that address. And that's just to verify that you're in the local area. As far as where we target specifically that you want to be found, you tell us where that is. We'll focus on that area, and then your relevance will radiate out from there. But is your brother's address more centrally located to where you typically service the public?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot more. I mean, yeah, it would be more centrally located, I guess.
What is your brother's address?
Give me a second. Let me see. I'm texting him right now. He's texting me back. Give me a second.
Okay. That's okay. And then, like I said, that address is not going to show online. You know, Google doesn't want anyone driving out to your home. And then, Cody, Tara never got your last name.
It's Rios, R-I-O-S.
Mr. Rios, what is a good email address either for you or for the business? If it's a business email, it will be listed on the website for people to see. If it's a personal email, we don't show it on the website, but it would attach to a contact form. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. That contact form on the website, though, will allow people to tell you what they need to have done, where they're located. When they fill out that form, you get a text as well as an email. What is a good email address then, Mr. Rios, either for you or for the business itself?
Okay. Would I be able to change it later with a business email?
Of course.
Or add a business email? Okay.
Yeah, you can change it any time.
So for right now, we'll just use my personal email. And then we'll talk more about it, but I wanted to put my brother as, like, as far as the number one contact, so his number would be on there.
Okay.
I have a full-time job. This is his full-time thing. So I want to kind of direct everything towards him.
Okay.
So he can kind of handle the day-to-day on everything.
That's perfect.
As far as the email, it's going to be my name. So Cody B the name. So it's just going to be Cody B-E-T-H-E-N-A-M-E. So Cody B the name at outlook.com.
And Cody is C-O-D-Y?
Yes, sir.
So Cody B the name at outlook.com.
At Outlook. No. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. So I'm going to get your brother's information. We're going to make him the primary point of contact. We'll have you also as an authorized point of contact, meaning that we will try to reach your brother first. If we don't reach him, we'll reach you. We'll try to call you. And either one of you at any time can call us and talk about your account and ask any questions, make any updates and things like that.
Perfect.
So your brother has the same last name, Rios?
Yes, sir.
What is his first name?
Collin, C-O-L-L-I-N.
And then what is the best number for Collin?
It's going to be 909-453-5190.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
5190.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, the next step for me here is to schedule your follow-up call. It's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. I mean, one of our Google-trained technicians will talk to you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, of course, the services you want to focus on right now, where you want to provide those services especially. I did want to do one other thing, and that is to add a little bit of extra protection on the account. It is another level of security. In fact, it's a security question and answer, meaning if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Tough Knuckles, Inc., even if it's you or Colin, we may still sometimes ask to verify the answer. And if anyone calls you, if they tell you they're Googled, if they tell you they're local Splash, please make sure that they know that information. They should be able to give it to you basically immediately. If they can, it's not us. You shouldn't speak with them. Cody, if anyone were to call you and tell you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us either, and you should not entertain that phone call. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll do the city.
The city. And then what is the answer?
San Bernardino.
San Bernardino. Okay, and I have to type that in twice, but you are all set there. And then, like I said, I'm actually going to go ahead and waive the initial setup fee that would normally attach to that first month. So it is just that $349 as an out-the-door cost. And then how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? Mr. Rios, what works best for you, sir?
Visa's fine.
Visa. Is it Cody Rios on the card? Any middle initial or the business name?
No, just Cody Rios.
Okay. Visa card should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, give me a second. So my kid ripped off the numbers, like the little picture of the numbers on my card, so I have it. It's in my photos right now. Just give me a second. I'm going to find it.
No problem. I do the same thing, especially the back of it. I found after years and years that, you know, when you take a credit card in and out of your wallet, that
it just
erases on the back,
it
gets rubbed
yeah.
off. You can't even see it yeah. after a while.
Yeah, so I'm ready for it. You got it? You ready?
Yes, sir.
So it's going to be, I'm sorry, it does have the M initial on the card.
Oh, middle initial.
So it's Cody M. M as in Michael.
I was just about to ask. M as in Michael, not N like Nicholas. And then you
yeah.
said that was a Visa. You should start with a 4. If you want to read it 4
yeah,
digits
so
at a time, I'll repeat
4,
that.
3, mm-hmm. 4, 3, 4, 7.
Okay.
6, 9, 7, 1.
Yes, sir.
1, 3, 3, 6.
Okay.
8, 8, 9, 5.
And the expiration month and year?
4/29.
4/2029, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
302.
So I've got 302 on the back. I've got April or 04/2029 for the expiration date. Mr. Rios, the card itself was at 43/47/69/71/13/36/88/95.
Yes, sir.
And does that bill at your home address, the 35439 Yucaipa Boulevard?
Yes, sir.
In Yucaipa, of course, 92399. Now, we can update the business information to your brother's address at any point in time. We can do that during the client interview if that's good for you. Or unless you did respond, I can update that now. One thing
I do have his address. If you want to add it now, you can.
Yeah, I'll do that. Go ahead when you're ready.
258-79
mm-hmm. Okay.
East 7th Street,
San
Bernardino, California.
Yeah, it auto-populates for me. That's 92410.
Yes.
Okay, 35879 7th Street, 92410. Now, because we're a Google Premier partner, Mr. Rios, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you and outlines your service agreement. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Cody, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Tough Knuckles, Inc.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Rios, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Cody Rios, owner-operator,
Okay. And Mr. Rios, as an owner-operator for Tough Knuckles Incorporated, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, of course, between you and your brother, you make all the decisions for your company. I will make sure that I enter your brother as the primary and then with you as an authorized point of contact. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Visa in your name, Cody, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, that you and your brother are receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you are going to be responsive when you receive those phone calls, whether they're coming from us or if they're coming from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Now, we are aware already of, say, Angie and Thumbtack. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, first of all, with all the content that we will be creating for your business, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important, we'll make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Rios, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Cody, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Perfect. So, I mean, I'm just using Angie's as far as leads and stuff. As far as promotional business, I mean, I would definitely like to use you guys as well because that's just kind of hitting everything on both spectrums, on all spectrums, you know?
Yeah, so, exactly. Multi-tiered approach. We do what's called a NAPW audit. So it stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we're going to be the ones to create that website for you. And we'll make sure that your brother's physical street address is not promoted anywhere online for the public to see since customers obviously don't go there. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, as part of the verification process, Google does require us to submit certain documents. It may include things like a business license or proof of insurance. It will most certainly want us to send like photos of tools and equipment, photo of the service vehicle. You know, obviously there's no like physical workplace that we have to have like a storefront, but usually Google does want you to take a picture of a work vehicle where it's parked, you know, in non-business hours. Anything like a business card, that would be good. Invoices, anything that can prove that you're a legitimate company. We just want to reassure Google that you're a real business in the local area. Now, is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yeah, so we have one of our guys that's with us. He's kind of running it, kind of our, you know, main guy with us.
Okay.
He is business and licensed. I don't have that information on me as of right now.
That's
but
okay.
That's definitely.
You won't need to submit that right away. But because we do want to get things set up and started right away, we kindly ask that those documents be submitted within the first 7 days because failure to provide those documentations within that time frame may result in delays to the account. So do you agree to submit those items within the first 7 days?
Yeah, I don't think that would be the issue.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm getting really busy right now at work. I can't, it's kind of hard for me to kind of do everything at once. So
not a problem. I just need to get you off the phone real quick here. I'm going to schedule the follow-up call. That client interview can be with your brother if you want us to do it that way. But, you know, the initial payment, because of all the reductions in the price, dropping it from $599 to $349, waiving your setup fee, getting the website upgrade, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm going to waive, will be charged today, the 5th of March, in the very reduced total amount of $349. That's an exact amount, a total flat rate, a fixed rate. It'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It does include content on Google and Bing, all the additional directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included. We also did upgrade to a custom website, meaning at no additional cost, we will build, host, maintain, and update a website for you. Now, when the term
Can I call you back in just 2 minutes? I'm really slammed at work.
Do you have even like two more seconds?
Okay. Can I give you a call back just in the next 5 or so minutes, please?
Yeah. One quick thing so I can get everything started on here. I guess we'll just call you back in a couple of minutes here, but we do want to schedule that follow-up call and then get everything set up if possible.
Yeah, we'll do that. Call me back in about 5-10 minutes.
I'll call you back in about 5 or 10 minutes. That's perfect.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Bye-bye.